It is Tuesday, so we ask what the hack, where we talk techs and technology. There was a time during lockdown where I paid for a 250 megabyte per second fiber line, worked from home, and there were some larger data files that I would need to upload onto the interweb, and I largely believed I needed a faster internet connectivity speed. Since then, I've downgraded quite a bit with my service provider. I used to pay the peak of my high usage as much as 1,500 rand. Since then, we're all tightening our belts. I've now downgraded to 100 megabyte per second line. I pay about 700 and odd for that. But internet connectivity speeds in South Africa is the fastest that there have ever been. The Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, ICASA, recently releasing the state of the ICT report, which compiles internet speeds tested from the speed testing site Ookla. And it shows that South African internet speed has gotten very, very fast. But do we need fast internet in South Africa? Should we be paying for more than 100 megabytes per second if you're an average household of maybe 4 or 5 people to do what you do? It's using your phone and maybe streaming your television. Paul Coolmes is Exco member of the Wireless Access Providers Association. Good morning, Paul. Hope you're well. You argue that many households don't actually need more than a 25 megabits per second line. That is sufficient for all the things that you would need to use the internet for in an average household, Paul.
Yes, good morning to you all. We've noticed a lot of trends in South Africa in usage within both home and business. And I think after COVID-19 and the lockdowns, our behavior changed and many, many more people are working from home as opposed to the office environment. But, it hasn't dramatically changed their usage. So, to put things in perspective for you, you mentioned a family of 4 or 5 people. I don't know what the average size of a South African family is, but what you can do if you take a 100 meg line, for example. I mean, that's a lot of throughput. You only need sort of 4 or 5 meg line to be able to stream in movies in HD. Even in a extreme case, if you were streaming 4K content to laptops or smart TVs, I mean, you could have 4 simultaneous 4K streams running on a 100 meg line. So, and that is highly unlikely that would happen in an average household. So I think these people who have gone extremely big, the 500 megs and the 1 gig lines, I think a lot of it is to do with bragging rights than any actual practical use for it.
Largely influenced by the data service providers offering you deals on a faster line when you don't necessarily need it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, we also know that some of the fiber providers now are offering 1 gig to the home. We certainly know that one particular fiber provider has been testing for quite a while now the ability to offer 10 gig lines to the home. And certainly in the US, Google Fiber are offering 20 gig to the home, which again, I mean, it's pure bragging rights. There is no way you can utilize that. It's a bit like I make reference to look at some of the cars they make for driving on the road. You know, these McLarens and top Ferraris. Their top end speeds are sort of 3-4 times what the South African speed limit is. So, yeah, I think it's just more of a fact that it's something to sell, you know, as opposed to practical usage of what you really need.
It's like all you need is a glass of water, but you're being offered a garden hose to quench a thirst. You argue that the problem isn't necessarily speed, but internet latency or lag. If you can explain what exactly is latency.
Okay, yeah. You know, I think the most misunderstood concept is that if you want to be able to download faster, you just, you know, you get the order or you upgrade to a faster line. But that's not really what is controlling the download speed. So latency is the time that it takes the individual data packets, you know, to reach their destination and be acknowledged that they have reached that destination, and there is a sort of error correction code, which is why we're, you know, we can send an email over the internet and you'll never see a mistake in it. Now, that error correction, obviously, sometimes it takes a couple of goes sending the same packet. So it's actually the speed that the packet needs to get there. And, you know, we found that the latencies being offered are obviously very low on fiber. And obviously 5G is very, very low as well, sub 10 milliseconds. But there's a harsh reality. It depends where you're sending those data packets to. So even if you are in South Africa and locally you have a latency of under 10 milliseconds, which is super fast, if you want to do anything with content or communicate with the US, I mean, the transmission has to go across the Atlantic and one of the undersea fiber cables. And that latency on that cable alone, just by pure distance, is 150 milliseconds to add on to your extremely, fast service. So that is in effect what is slowing it down, not the speed of the line.
What impact does your home's architecture and the materials used affect your internet speed? I was once thinking that I need a faster line, but then when I had someone come and inspect my home, they said, no, because you have a firewall built between where your router is transmitting a signal to where you are usually working from. So the problem isn't necessarily the speed, it's how your home is also built, and that's when we bring in repeaters and other devices that can transmit signals.
Having worked and having owned my own ISPs in a different life, at WAPA, you know, the Wireless Access Providers Association, we have 250 members. Around 200 of them are ISPs delivering internet services to the home. In some of both fiber and wireless connections, we find that probably over 70% of the service calls that are coming in to these companies of people complaining about low speeds are nothing at all to do with the incoming line, but the inability to spread decent Wi-Fi around the home, which is actually dragging it down. Although Wi-Fi technology is getting super brilliant now, there's still a majority of homes. Some even have complete dead spots in their homes. Wi-Fi doesn't like going through reinforced concrete walls, and there's a lot of things that slow it down. So a lot of the problems lie within that and not the lines, the connected line itself.
Paul, a very quick final question, a messenger from a listener. Although I probably only need 50 megabytes per second download and upload speeds for my home, I pay for a 300 meg line. The reason is so that I have headroom when the network gets congested and things get slow. Even on the busiest of weekends here in Langebaan, I'm able to stream 4K content when the network slows down. If you are paying for a more expensive line, are you prioritized if the network gets congested?
No, there's one thing with, you know, network congestion that certainly exists on the cellular side of things because of the mobile nature of cellular. So if you had a connection to your home that's running on, you know, fixed wireless, fixed LTE or 5G, it's coming off a tower near you. If there's a road accident or a traffic jam that's close to that tower, everyone sits in the traffic and gets on their phones, which creates congestion, and it will affect your speed. So by the nature of cellular, that it's mobile, and the number of users is varying all the time, you know, it's difficult to do those calculations. With fiber and fixed wireless networks, because they're fixed, you know exactly how many users you've got on at any one time, and you can plan your capacity much better.
Paul Comer, it's all we have time for. Really appreciate your time. Mexico member, the Wireless Access Providers Association. It's 8 minutes to 7.